few minutes later, the witch herself walked out onto the top of the hill and came straight across and stood before Aslan. The three children, who'd not seen her before, felt shudders running down their backs at the sight of her face, and there were low growls from all the animals. Though it was bright sunshine, everyone felt suddenly cold. The only two who seemed at their ease were Aslan and the witch. It was the oddest thing to see those two faces, the golden face and the dead white face, so close together.
She don't look him in the eyes, you notice.
Mrs. Beaver.
You have a traitor here, Aslan.
Well, his offense was not against you.
Have you forgotten the deep magic?
Let us say I have forgotten it. Tell us of this deep magic.
Tell you? Tell you what is written on that very table of stone which stands before us? You at least know the magic which the Emperor put into Narnia at the very beginning. You know that every traitor belongs to me as my lawful prey, and that for every treachery I have a right to kill.
Oh, so that's how you came to imagine yourself a queen, because you were the Emperor's hangman. I see.
Peace, Beaver.
And so that human creature is mine. His life is forfeit to me. His blood is my property. He knows that unless I have blood, as the law says, all Narnia will be overturned and perish in fire and water.
It is very true. I do not deny it.
Oh, Aslan, can't we do something about the deep magic? Isn't there something you can work against it?
Work against the Emperor's magic?
I only meant...
Hush, child.
Fall back, all of you. And I will talk with the witch alone.
They all obeyed. It was a terrible time, this. Waiting and wondering while the lion and the witch talked earnestly together in low voices.
You can all come back now. I have settled the matter. She has renounced the claim on your brother's blood.
But how do I know this promise will be kept? Very well. Till the appointed time.
We must move from this place at once. It will be wanted for other purposes. We shall encamp tonight at the fords of Beruna.
I wonder how he settled matters with her.
After hearing that roar, Mrs. Beaver, I'm not going to be the one to ask.
After a meal, which was taken in the open air, they all set off in a northeasterly direction, walking at an easy pace, for they hadn't far to go.
Peter, son of Adam, walk with me and listen well to what I have to say to you.
I will, Aslan.
As soon as she has finished her business in these parts, the witch and her crew will almost certainly fall back to her house and prepare for a siege. You may or may not be able to cut her off and prevent her from reaching it. This means that you must have two plans for battle. One for fighting the witch and her people in the wood, and the other for assaulting her castle. The people of Narnia who do not serve the witch will fight loyally for you, but you must use their individual skills wisely. If you're in the open, the centaurs, bulls, and stags will provide you with a swift, strong cavalry. But if you find yourself in the woodland, then you must use the birds and smaller creatures. And remember to use the hawks and eagles, for you will find no better lookouts than them.
But you will be there yourself, Aslan.
I can give you no promise of that. But I will give you all the advice I can. And I have great confidence in you, son of Adam.
It was still afternoon when they came down to a place where the river valley had widened out, and the river was broad and shallow. This was the fords of Beruna, and here they made their camp. That evening, something seemed to be wrong with Aslan. He looked so terribly sad, as if his great heart were going to break. Aslan's mood affected everyone that evening, and when they finally went to their beds, Lucy couldn't sleep for thinking about the change which had come over the lion.
can't you get to sleep either? No, I thought you were asleep. Susan.
What?
I've got a horrible feeling. Something about Aslan. Either some dreadful thing is going to happen to him, or something dreadful that he's going to do.
Do you really think he's going to leave us tonight, Lucy?
Where is he now? Is he here in the pavilion?
No, I don't think so.
Let's go outside and have a look round. We might see him.
All right, let's. We might just as well be doing that as lying awake here. Look.
What?
Over there, just where the trees begin. There's Aslan walking away into the wood.
Come on, let's follow him.
He's going back towards the stone table.
Doesn't look much like the Aslan we first met. He's walking so slowly and hanging his head as if he were terribly tired.
Oh, Lucy, I'm frightened for him.
He's stopping.
He's seen us.
Oh, children. Children. Why are you following me?
We couldn't sleep.
Please, may we come with you, wherever you're going?
Well, yes. I should be glad of company tonight. Yes, you may come, if you will promise to stop when I tell you, and after that leave me to go on alone.
Yes, of course we will.
Thank you, Aslan. Dear Aslan, what is wrong? Can't you tell us?
No. I am sad and lonely. Lay your hands on my mane so that I can feel you're there, and let us walk like that.
And so the girls did what they would never have dared to do without his permission, but what they'd longed to do ever since they first saw him, buried their cold hands in the beautiful sea of fur and stroked it, and so doing, walked with him.
Oh, children, children, here you must stop. And whatever happens, do not let yourselves be seen.
Oh, Aslan.
Farewell. Farewell, both of you.
Should we go back, Lou?
No, let's stay. We can at least hide in those bushes.
And this is what they saw. A great crowd of people were standing all around the stone table. And though the moon was shining, many of them carried torches which burned with eerie-looking red flames and black smoke. But such people... ogres with monstrous teeth, and wolves and bull-headed men, spirits of evil trees and poisonous plants. In fact, all those who were on the witch's side and whom the wolf had summoned at her command. And right in the middle, standing by the table, was the witch herself.
And hags and incubuses, wraiths, horrors, ifrits, sprites, ortimies, woozies, ogres, and ettins. Behold, the fool has come. Bind him fast.
Oh, why doesn't he spring on them?
Oh, Aslan, do something.
You there, hags, dwarfs, apes, bind him, I say.
They're rolling him over.
Why does he let them?
Now they're tying him up.
I don't understand why this is all happening.
The lion is bound!
We have bound the great beast!
Well done!
You'd think they'd done something brave.
One blow from his paw could have killed all of them.
Drag him to the table!
Stop! First, let him be shaved.
Here, give me the shears. I am not afraid to shave him.
His lovely golden mane.
Why, he's only a great cat after all.
Afraid of.
Puss, puss.
Poor pussy.
How many mice have you caught today, pussycat?
Would you like a saucer of milk? Possums.
Oh, Susan, how can they?
I don't know. He looks braver and more beautiful than ever.
Muzzle him.
Don't tie out those little jaws, pussy.
Bite us, can you?
Make sure those
knots are tied tight. Cowards! Are they still afraid of him even now?
Bring him to the stone table!
Oh, my God, Ben!
What is she doing now?
She's sharpening some kind of knife. An ugly, nasty-looking thing that
looks as if it's made of stone, not metal. Look, they're lifting him onto the stone table.
Silence! Silence, all of you!
Oh, Aslan!
I can see his face in the torchlight. So sad. Not angry, not afraid. Just sad.
And now, who has won, Aslan? Fool! Did you think you can save the human traitor? Now I will kill you instead of him as agreed in our pact, and so satisfy the deep magic. But when you are dead, what will prevent me from killing him as well? And who will take him out of my hand then? Understand that you have given me Narnia forever. You have lost your own life, and you have not saved his. In that knowledge, despair and die.
He sees them. They killed him. They killed Aslan.
How could they do it?
Listen to me, my people. Now that the great fool, the great cat, lies dead, we must set about what remains of this war. But do not fear. It will not take us long to crush the human vermin and the traitors and reestablish my rule in Narnia. Come! Follow!
At this moment, Susan and Lucy were for a few seconds in very great danger. As with a thundering of hoofs and a flurry of foul wings, the whole vile rabble came sweeping off the hilltop and down the slope right past their hiding place.
Susan, look at him. He's terrible. I can't bear to look at that horrible muzzle.
Perhaps we could take it off. Here, let's try.
Oh, the knots are so tight.
No, that's loosened it. See?
Oh, let me help. Good, it's coming undone.
There.
Oh, there's blood everywhere. Poor dear Aslan. Do you think we could untie him as well?
We can try. I'll have a go with his knot, see if you can undo that one.
Oh.
It's no good. Those monsters tie the ropes too tight. I can't even get my fingers into the knots.
So what are we going to do? We can't just leave him like this.
If only Peter were here with his sword. He could cut through the ropes.
I wish all the others were here. It's so lonely, just the two of us.
And Aslan. Although he can't comfort us now. Or ever again.
Lou, look.
I think it's getting lighter.
You're right. The sky over there isn't quite so dark.
Not that anything matters anymore. What's that?
What?
Those little grey things. Oh, how horrid. Nasty little mice crawling all over him. Shh, go away.
Wait, can't you see what they're doing?
Yes, of course. They're nibbling away at the cords.
They freed him. Oh, thank you, little mice.
He looks more like himself without all those ropes.
Only he'll never be himself again.
Oh.
What have they got to sing about?
It must be nearly morning.
Oh, I'm so cold.
Oh, so am I. Let's walk about a bit.
They walked to the eastern edge of the hill and looked down. The country all looked dark grey, but beyond, at the very end of the world, the sea showed pale. The sky began to turn red. Then, at last, as they stood for a moment looking out towards the castle of Caer Paravel, the red turned to gold, along the line where the sea and the sky met. And very slowly up came the edge of the sun.
What's that? I feel afraid to turn around. Something awful's happening.
They're doing something worse to him. I know they are. Come on, let's look.
Lucy, the stone table.
It's broken in two.
Cracked from end to end.
Oh, no. Aslan's gone.
Come on.
How could they? They might have left the body alone.
Who's done it? What does it mean? Is it magic?
Yes, it is more magic.
There, shining in the sunrise, larger than they'd seen him before, shaking his mane, which had apparently grown again, stood Aslan himself.
Oh, Aslan! Aslan! Aren't you dead then, dear Aslan?
Not now.
Oh, you're real! You're real! Oh, Aslan!
But what does it all mean?
It means that though the witch knew the deep magic, there is a magic deeper still which she did not know. Her knowledge goes back only to the dawn of time. But if she could have looked back into the stillness and the darkness before time dawned, she would have read there a different incantation. She would have known that when a willing victim who has committed no treason was killed in a traitor's place, the table would crack and death itself would start working backwards. And now...
Oh, yes!
Oh, children, I feel my strength coming back to me. Now then, children, catch me if you can.
A mad chase began round and round the hilltop. All three of them rolled over together in a happy, laughing heap of fur and arms and legs.
And now to business. I feel I'm going to roar. You'd better put your fingers in your ears. My, but that was good. Oh. Now, we have a long journey to go. You must ride upon my back and hold tight to my golden mane. And climb on, Susan.
Right.
And climb on, Lucy.
Up to stamp.
We must be off.
It was nearly midday when they found themselves looking down a steep hillside at a castle which was all pointed towers.
The witch's home.
The gates are shut.
How will we get in?
We'll jump over the battlements.
Over the battlements?
Yes. Now hold tight, children.
Oh!
Here we go!
What a strange place. All those stone animals. Oh, and people, too. It's like a museum.
Shloo, Aslan's doing something.
He's going up to that stone lion. What's he doing?
He's breathing on him, I think.
Yes, you're right, he is. And look what's happening. There's a streak of gold running along the white marble back.
The colour's spreading, licking all over him like a flame.
Then, while his hindquarters were still obviously stone, the lion shook his mane, and all the heavy stone folds rippled into living hair.
Susan, look! All the statues are coming to life.
Oh, yes.
There's a unicorn. Oh, it's so beautiful.
And a centaur, like those who helped rescue Edmund.
Oh, and look at the dwarfs. How happy they all seem.
Oh, look. Now Aslan's breathing on the feet of that great stone giant. Is it safe?
It's all right. Once the feet are put right, all the rest of him will follow.
That wasn't quite what I meant.
Bless me. He must have been asleep. Now. Where's that ratted little witch that was running about on the ground a moment ago? Somewhere just by my feet it was.
The witch is no longer here. You are among friends, and I am Aslan.
Aslan? Well, bless my soul. What has been going on?
Time for explanations later. Now for the inside of the house. Look alive, everyone. Upstairs and downstairs and in my lady's chamber. Leave no corner unsearched. You never know where some poor prisoner may be concealed.
Aslan! Aslan!
What is it, child?
I found Mr. Tumnus. Oh, Do come quick.
I'm coming.
Here he is, over here, under the stairs.
Oh, goodness me. Why, it's Lucy, daughter of Eve. However did you get here?
I came with Aslan.
Aslan? Oh, dear, dear, dear. Oh, whatever can I say?
Nothing needs to be said. The past is dead and I am alive. As are you, son of the woods.
And so the ransacking of the witch's fortress went on, until at last the whole castle stood empty. Only then did the liberated statues surge back into the courtyard.
The gates are still locked. How are we going to get out?
That'll be all right. You're forgetting the giant. Hi, you up there. What's your name?
Giant Rumble Buffin, if it please, Your Honor.
Well then, Giant Rumble Buffin, can you use that club of yours?
Of course I can, Your Honor.
Then let us out of this, will you?
Certainly, Your Honor. It'll be a pleasure. Stand away from the gates, all you little uns. Now to get rid of those towers. Look out below! There! That's been undone it.
Well done, Giant Rumble Buffin.
Blowed if I ain't all in a muck sweat. Comes from being out of condition.
What a nice giant he is.
Silence, good people. You have all done well, but our day's work is not yet over. And if the witch is to be finally defeated, we must find the battle at once. Climb on my back, girls. And you, Mr. Tumnus.
Will we be in time, Aslan?
So long as the dogs find the scent of battle.
I hope Peter and Edmund are all right.
Oh, don't worry, daughter of Eve. We'll show that witch a thing or two.
Bravely said, good Tumnus. But the witch herself is mine.
Oh! This way, Aslan! This way!
Come! There is no time to be lost!
Soon, all the dogs, wolves, foxes, and other hunting animals were going at full speed with their noses to the ground. And all the others, stretched out for about half a mile behind them, were following as fast as they could.
Aslan, look! Up ahead!
We have arrived not a minute too soon.
Why, there's that dratted little witch!
The giant's right, it's her!
And she's fighting Peter! Oh, Aslan, she's got that awful stone knife for you!
Mr. Beaver, fighting with that wolf!
Oh, do be careful!
Where's Mr. Beaver?
Where's Edmund?
Oh, no!
What is it?
I've just realized there are statues everywhere. The witch has been using her wand again.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear me, that is bad.
All our people are here now. Off my back, children. Stand back. I'm going to roar again. Our hour has come, good folk of Narnia, when we shall put the enemies of our land to flight. Take courage, all of you. Today, you will be fighting for Narnia and for Aslan.
Aslan's people rushed madly on the enemy lines. Dwarfs with their battle axes, dogs with their teeth, the giant with his club, his feet also crushed dozens of the foe, unicorns with their horns, centaurs with swords and hoofs.
Aslan has come. We have Aslan fighting for us. Aslan? It cannot be. He is dead.
No! I am not dead. I am alive, and I have come to take back what is mine.
No! No!
You are Queen of Narnia no longer. I have returned.
There was a look of terror and amazement on the witch's face as the lion flung himself upon her. The battle was soon over. Many of the enemy were killed in the first charge of Aslan and his companions. And when those who were still living saw the witch was dead, they either gave themselves up or took to flight.
Well done, Sir Peter Wolfsbane. You fought bravely.
It was all Edmund's doing, Aslan. We'd have been beaten if it hadn't been for him. He fought his way past three ogres to where she was just turning one of your leopards into a statue.
And when he reached her, he had the sense to bring his sword smashing down on her wand instead of trying to go for her directly.
Anyway, once her wand was broken, we began to have some chance, if we hadn't lost so many already.
I'm afraid your brother was terribly wounded.
Oh, no.
Where is he? We must go and see him.
So Mrs. Beaver's looking after him. Over there, away from where the fighting was.
Let us go to him.
Oh, Edmund!
Don't upset yourself.
But he's covered in blood and looks
Lucy,
so
where is that bottle you were given as a present?
Of course, I'd forgotten about
Quickly.
That. Here it is.
Now, put a few drops of the liquid into his mouth.
There.
Lucy, is that really you, Lou?
Yes, Edmund. And Susan, and Peter. We're all here.
Oh, is it over?
Yes, it's all over. Aslan has returned.
Aslan!
Lucy, there are other people wounded.
Yes, I know. Wait a minute.
Daughter of Eve, others also are at the point of death. Must more people die for Edmund?
I'm sorry, Aslan.
Come, we will go together.
For the next half hour, they were very busy. When at last Lucy was free to return to Edmund, she found him standing on his feet, and not only healed of his wounds, but looking better than she'd seen him look for ages.
Hello, Lou.
Hello, Edmund.
I've caused a great deal of trouble one way and another. Can you ever forgive me?
Of course I can.
Edmund, son of Adam, come here.
See you later, Lou.
Give me your sword and kneel. Here on this field of battle, I make you my knight. Arise, Sir Edmund.
Does he know what Aslan did for him? Does he know what the arrangement with the witch really was?
Shh, no, of course not.
Ought he to be told?
Oh, surely not. It would be awful for him. Think how you'd feel if it were you.
All the same, I think he ought to know.
And now, we rest. For tomorrow, we go to Caer Paravel.
The next day, they began marching eastward down the side of the great river. And the day after that, they reached the river mouth. Before them were the sands, and the long miles of bluish-green waves breaking forever and ever on the beach. And towering above them on the shore, the castle of Caer Paravel. And there, in the great hall with the ivory roof, and the west wall hung with peacock's feathers, and the eastern door which looks towards the sea, the coronation was held.
Here in Caer Paravel of the Four Thrones, I crown you King Peter, Queen Susan, King Edmund, and Queen Lucy of Narnia.
Long live King Peter!
Queen Susan!
Long live King Edmund!
Long live Queen Lucy!
Once the king or queen of Narnia, always the king or queen. Bear it well, sons of Adam. Bear it well, daughters of Eve.
That night there was a great feast in Caer Paravel, and revelry and dancing, and gold flashed and wine flowed. But amidst all these rejoicings, someone quietly slipped away.
Where's Aslan?
He was here just now.
Where can he have gone?
Surely he's not left us again.
Oh, he'll be coming and going. One day you'll see him, and another you won't.
And of course he has other countries to attend to.
Oh, it's quite all right. He'll often drop in. Only you mustn't press him.
He's wild, you know. He's not like a tame lion.
The years passed, and these two kings and two queens governed Narnia well, and long and happy was their reign. They caught and destroyed what was left of the White Witch's army, and made good laws and kept the peace. So they lived in great joy, and if they remember their life in this world, it was only as one remembers a dream. And then one year news came that the white stag had once more appeared in the land, the white stag who would grant you 3 wishes if you caught him. So the kings and queens of Narnia decided to go hunting. They soon saw the stag and chased it long and hard until it disappeared into a thicket, and they had to pursue it on foot. It was there they came upon a curious thing, a pillar of iron with a lantern on top. And as they looked at it, they began to remember something from long ago. And the kings and queens knew that if they went any further, their lives would change forever. They decided to go on and entered the thicket. But before they'd gone far, they all remembered that the thing they'd seen was called a lamppost. And before they'd gone much farther, they noticed that they were making their way not through branches, but through coats. Yes, coats. And the next moment...
It's the empty room in the wardrobe.
Of course. I'd almost forgotten.
We're back!
Listen.
Yes, almost.
Unless I'm mistaken, that's Mrs. MacCready and the visitors.
You're right.
It must still be the same day.
We've been in Narnia all those years, and yet we've come back only minutes after we left.
Well, I think we should tell the professor.
Yes, we should.
Good idea.
Right.
Well, that is quite a story.
Do you believe us?
Of course I believe you. But you won't get back into Narnia again by that route.
Will we ever get back, do you think?
Oh, yes, of course you'll get back there someday. Once a king in Narnia, always a king in Narnia. But don't try to get there, and certainly not through the wardrobe.
How will we get there if we don't try?
All it'll happen when you're not looking for it. And don't even talk too much about it among yourselves. And whatever you do, don't mention it to anyone else. Unless you find that they've had adventures of the same sort themselves.
But how will we know?
Oh, you'll know all right. Odd things they say. Even their looks will let the secret out. Just keep your eyes open.
That was Tales of Narnia by C.S. Lewis, dramatized by Brian Sibley, with Maurice Denham as the Professor, Stephen Thorne as Aslan, and Rosemary Martin as Jadis. Other parts were played by John Baddeley, Julie Berry, Norman Bird, Simon Cuff, Abigail Doherty, Alan Dudley, David Goodland, Steve Hodson, Neil Jeffrey, Polly March, Clifford Norgate, Diana Olson, Camilla Power, and Henry Power. Tales of Narnia was produced by Jeff Marshall-Taylor.